podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Before we get into the story about Jeremy pissing off his neighbors, allow me to share the feel-good story of the day. Don't we like feel-good stories?
Yes, yeah, we need them.
Make me feel good.
I like this one. It's about a 28-year-old woman in the New York State who got passed over for a promotion at her company where she'd been working for 3 years, and she thought, you know, I've been busting my tail here. I'm going to do something about this. So she actually quit her job. She put together a resume, and then she went out on a street corner dressed in a business attire like she was going to an interview.
Okay. Pantsuit.
Pantsuit. She stood there on the corner with a sign that essentially said, not homeless, but hungry for success, take a resume. And she handed out her resume on a street corner. And she now today has a new job that she absolutely loves. It worked. She handed out. She did something proactive.
That's pretty cool.
And stood there. And there's a picture of her standing there in her little business suit on the corner.
Pantsuit.
Handing out her resume.
Hungry for success. I love it.
Isn't that great? It's very positive. So good. There's your feel good
so that
story
works,
of the day.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
I'll help you put your resume together.
Let's do it. Check for typos. I'm kidding.
Look, if either of you two wanted to go and get another job, you know I would help you.
Right.
Boy, that got awkward and strange.
Right, can I get a letter of recommendation? let's talk about my neighbors. Here's the haps. Here's what's going on. I have room on the side of my house to build a structure. I got room.
What kind of structure?
I'm thinking about building an extremely large shed, let's say a single car garage on the side of my house, because I'd like a third car garage. So I just want a single car so I can get a fun car and be able to store it in the winter.
Is this for your Mustang?
Maybe.
That you don't own?
Maybe.
For those of you who don't know, Jeremy joined the Mustang Club.
Right.
And he does not own a Mustang.
I just like to go and socialize with the old dudes.
He's that
guy. It's weird. It's really weird. So I'm actually getting quotes, and I've had guys come in and, you know, look at my easements and setbacks and blah, 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 all that building jargon. And I have room to put it on the side of my house. I'm good to go. I have the green light to build a single car garage. But I don't want to be an ass because it's going on the side of the house that my neighbors have two windows. So basically, they're going to look out the side of their house, their two windows.
Bam, into a structure.
A wall.
Oh. They could like stick their hand out their window and touch your
right,
structure.
Right. I mean, yeah, they're looking at the side of a wall now. And I feel like I should maybe go next door and say, are you guys cool with this? Here's what's going to happen. Even if they say no, I'll probably still build it. But just kind of give them a heads up, like, this is what's possibly going to be going on. Just to be a courteous neighbor.
Right. What
is that
those,
a thing?
What are those two windows? Like, do you know what rooms they are?
I mean, they're a couple bedrooms. I mean, it's not their main, you know, front living room or something. But it is a couple nice windows. They're good size. And it's their bedrooms. So they're going to...
Staring out at you.
Every morning, they're going to open those shades and a wall. So, I mean, should I be that courteous neighbor that goes next door and just kind of gives them a heads up? Or do I just do it and just roll with it, you know?
Can I ask if there's another possibility?
Sure.
Is it possible, because I've been to your house once. Once I was invited. But you have that two-car garage, and on the other side of that, it goes into your backyard. Could
right.
you extend one side of that garage to make it, what's that called, the tandem
Oh, the
garage?
Double, like the double long?
Double deep? The tandem, so it goes out into your backyard rather than into your neighbor's face?
I don't want to do that.
Of
I could, but
not.
I don't want to do that.
Right. That's where the it's bubble machine is.
It's a pain. My house is brick, and then you got to build brick structure off to the back so it all matches, and I have a deck there that I built. I don't want to mess with any of that. Like, at the side of my house, boom, room,
so
garage.
You're going to stick it in your neighbor's eye.
Yeah. So should I be calling them or going next door?
Who's owned their house longer? Who's lived there longer?
They have.
Oh, snap.
That definitely plays
Does
into it?
It.
Yeah.
So I should?
No, I...
Well, what? Go over there? Hey, just so you know, you're going to hate me even more. I'm doing this
right.
no matter
just
what.
Kinda give them, just
if
ease
you're
going
to do it regardless of what they say.
Right.
So all you're saying
is... But
is
it a courtesy, though?
You're going to give them a heads up. I'm about to ruin your life.
Yeah, I'm about to ruin your view.
Is that what you said to Nicole when you met her?
Duh! That is a horrible thing to say.
Kind of true, though.
How many of our listeners have done something like this, mm-hmm. that have done something on their property that absolutely pissed off their neighbors?
I know you might have a story. Are you allowed to talk about?
Yeah, I can talk about it. I know this guy listens to but there's a guy who lives in the property behind me, and he and I get along. We're good friends. His name is Tom. Hi, Tom. He built this garage thing on his property that looks kind of like a big red barn. And I know there are people in my neighborhood who are just like grimacing over that, you know, because it's kind of in their line of sight of the mountains and stuff like that. And they grimaced and got angry. And when people come to my house now, they have to drive past it. It doesn't block my view. It's fine.
That's quite a barn.
That's what you use as a mark. Hey.
Absolutely. I say, look, drive down this one street till you see this big red barn. It's not really a barn, but it looks like a barn. When you see the big red barn, you know, hang a left. And I know some of my neighbors came over. What do you think of this? I was like, well, it's, you know, you guys got to work that out with Tom. It has nothing to do with me.
I think it's charming.
Yeah. Right. So, but, you know, people have stories like that, that they live somewhere and then suddenly, boom, a neighbor does. Do you remember the story about the neighbor who put the big giant teepee in the backyard?
And Who does that?
One neighbor was so pissed about that.
I know. Who has a teepee?
You know, we talk about relationships on this show all the time, but neighbor relationships are also very tenuous, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very delicate, fragile thing to have a relationship with your neighbors, because anything that you do, you know, could just add. I worry all the time about opening and closing my garage door at 4:30 in the morning, you know, because what can I do?
Right.
You know, and
how
I don't.
How loud is your garage? What do you mean?
Might need a little WD-40 on that.
When I. when I drive cars for reviews, it's one of the things. I'll get a car and I'll drive it for a week and I write a review. So I constantly have a different car. And for 1 week, I had this souped up Jaguar sports car convertible that, I kid you not, revved into the red line as soon as you started it. You didn't put your foot on the gas. Just starting it, it would go. This huge roar.
It was a dinosaur.
And on the Monday that I had it, I did like I always do. I opened my garage, got in my car, started. And I was like, holy crap, I just woke up the whole neighborhood.
It just echoes.
So for the rest of the week, I had to start the car before I opened the garage door just to try to contain that beast.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bite your tongue. Here's Jamie on the phone. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think if he's going to build it anyway, to talk to them first and then do it just by what they say would be like an extra slap in the face.
You know, that's a good point.
He could always hire a muralist to paint a beautiful scene of like the ocean side of the garage.
I'll put an orca on there or something.
Yeah,
or
something very soothing.
An octopus.
And beautiful.
Something
Willy.
Very Colorado.
Well, now.
A big giant picture of your face. You
I
know?
Like where you're going with this.
That's what it's
going
to be. They going to move.
The big old middle finger.
People would just kill themselves.
Oh, no, they'd flock.
You know, we laugh. But really, Jamie, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Put a leopard on there or something.
Make it kind of pretty. Just a mural of like
white trash at all.
Maybe a forest scene or something, you know, with Bambi or something.
Yeah. Get Reed, your 4-year-old son, to paint it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
Won't this, those windows face west. For their house.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they normally face the mountain. So you're going to be blocking that. So maybe what you do is you paint a mural of a mountain scene.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Put a little John Denver on there.
Since you're taking it away from them.
I like it.
Jamie, I'm glad you called.
Thanks.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
A mural.
An inspirational quote.
It's not really a bad
idea. A unicorn,
idea.
A little
Depending
rainbow.
On, we all know there are some murals that look great, and there's some that are so tacky.
Like a graffiti artist. I could get him out there to...
Yeah, Banksy. He's for hire.
Here's Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
What's your thought?
I think he should just do it without asking them, because like Jamie said, it's a giant slap in the face if they say they don't want it. But at the same time, it's like you have to respect their boundaries. If they're just going to throw a huge fit because you did it, like, I mean, they're going to be mad at you and you're going to have a really bad relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's perfectly within my right to build this. It's legally, like, I can put it up. I don't need to ask anybody but the county.
This is one of those ethical things, though.
I know.
What would
Jesus do? What would Jeremy do?
No, I was going to say golden rule. Right, do unto others. Would you want your neighbor doing that to you? So that when you open your windows,
their property, I wouldn't care.
Well, you'd care.
You'd care if you normally had a nice view out your window and somebody put a big wall out in front of it. You'd care.
Yeah, I would care.
And there's you almost know to a certain extent how they're going to feel because you had chicken coop behind you for all those years.
That's right. They were raising chickens.
And so
I hated
that. It. You hated it.
Courtney, I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for being
chicken. And the people next to you, aren't they? They're real sweet folk.
They are sweet. That's why I just want to keep them happy.
They bake you cookies.
He's an older gentleman.
They look out for you.
You're a tool. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
You get, you have a lot of women who are sounding off on this.
Women love grudges.
What do you think?
Well, I don't have any advice for Jeremy because I think that his neighbors are going to be upset either way, whether he tells them or not. But I have a story about my crazy neighbor.
We love stories.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Well, my boyfriend drives this huge, huge truck. He came home one day and used the neighbor's driveway to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he stepped out of his truck, the neighbor came running over, yelling and screaming about how he had just swept his driveway, and now there's tire dust on it again.
Tire dust?
Is that a thing?
Tire dust.
Burn out or something?
From the tire, so now he had to re-sweep it.
Tire dust.
Yeah, you
and
sprinkle it.
He went on with cussing and swearing. He told us to go back to the redneck town we came from.
Whoa.
And the confrontation.
Are you guys rednecks?
Escalated. Maybe a little.
We all have a little redneck in us, don't we?
Why does he need a truck that big?
And then he proceeded to call the police.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What was the charge?
Tire dust.
No charge ended up. It just... They came and heard both sides of the story and basically said, don't go over there. He's not going to come over here.
Thanks
don't
for wasting our time.
To turn around anymore.
You know, once again, my heart goes out to the police officers who listen to this show.
They're
and
babysitters.
All the others, is all the stuff that they have to put up with.
Well, yeah. And then just this past weekend, he had another outburst at us where the cops got involved again. And this time the neighbor was charged with disrupting the peace.
Really?
What happened? I got to know. Is it okay to say?
Can you tell us?
What's that?
What happened?
What was this story?
Well, we got out of our truck and he came running over.
What's going on with this truck?
You got a problem, man? And my boyfriend said, yeah, actually, I do have a problem. Don't talk to my family, especially when I'm not home. Because he had approached me one time when my boyfriend was gone.
Oh.
And then the neighbor exploded and... I mean,
watch your language.
I'm going to try to watch my language, but he basically insinuated that I had men coming and going from the house and that I was an S word and a whore.
Oh,
well, do you?
Man.
Oh, and so then my son, before I even realized what the guy said, my son ran up to him and just pushed him.
Oh, wow.
This is good.
Oh.
This is good watching.
I was standing in my driveway going, did he just call me a...
Are you?
Did this really just happen?
She's not answering that issue.
Stop asking her.
Do you live
and
in...
the neighbor across the street that has his phone up videotaping it.
Oh, as he should.
Do you live in... should we all guess which...
Commerce City?
Commerce City was in mind.
I'm thinking Littleton.
Or Wheat Ridge.
Where are you at?
Highlands Ranch.
No! Yes! You're in the ranch?
I live in friggin' Jonesville.
You know, that kind of made my whole day, Amanda.
That's pretty good.
Insane.
You should move to Commerce City where the people are nice.
We can
talk
about
it. That would make the neighbor way too happy if we moved.
We do need to talk about your boyfriend having an extra large pickup truck. That's just the way one of those overcompensation things, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's a Ford 350. He's got a lift on it, 37-inch tires.
Why?
Tell me he's an accountant.
He's got the grill in front. He's got the head rack.
What are you doing with this guy?
What's his deal?
He just likes big trucks.
Jeremy, you are not one to talk.
I have a stock F-150.
He likes big trucks,
and I cannot lie. That tire dust will not lie.
Amanda, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
I want to be her neighbor.
I had so much fun with that phone call.
Good.
Who knew?
And by the way, no angry calls from Wheat Ridge and Commerce City. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Besides,
they know.
Besides, you get the last laugh anyway. It was Highlands Ranch. So that gives you a little ammunition. All right, time for one more. It's Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What do you think about Jeremy
your
building
old Ford
this?
Buddy Rob here.
What?
Your old Ford buddy Rob here.
My old Rob Reddish?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. What's your deal?
Anyways, I'm in a battle with a contractor next door, so I understand what you're going through. Just get your permits, get the HOA involved, build away, and then I think you hit the key word with me. is he said he's an older gentleman. How much longer is he going to be there? How long
Dude, I completely thought about that because he is in probably pushing 80. Oh, so
80 is the new 60.
Well, then why don't you wait?
Wait until he dies is what you're saying?
I'm just saying you're just
he could last another 20 years. I don't know.
You're being so cruel to this old man.
And here's the other thing. You have been looking at houses and almost getting ready to jump in the moving pool. And so what are you going to do? You're going to build this garage. You're going to ruin his view. And then you're going to put your house on the market.
And then he'll die.
You're such a jerk.
No, I'm not. It was Rob's idea. Rob brought it up.
Well, I mean, you know, just trying to help out here. I'm dealing with a guy that built a house next door to me, raised the grade 3 feet, and he's flooding out my yard. I've got the HOA involved, and I'm making his life miserable on this new house. We've blown 2 closings on it because they can't get it fixed. You handle the approvals right, you're sitting on top, Jeremy. Just take it and run, baby.
All right.
He called you baby.
Baby. Bye, Rob.
I don't like this encouragement, Rob. Have a good day.
You too.
You don't have an HOA.
Mm-mm. That's why I can build whatever I want.
What?
Oh, black as eye.
So random.
What was that?
That's 50 Cent.
All right.
Oh, is he your neighbor too?
I wouldn't be building if it was. I'd be running away.
I want your neighbor to come over and say,
Dom, he's 80. He was in the Air Force, so he's a tough dude. All right. This is stupid now.
You're not going to do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I would vote don't build the garage.
Okay, I won't.
You've got a 2-car garage.
Yeah.
Just park your truck outside.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Pop the top.
Dude, we get up at like butt crack of dawn in the winter. I'm not going to be outside scraping my truck before I leave.
That's like 5 days
That's going to really piss off the neighbors.
That's like
at 3 a.m.
Pop the top on your garage and put a car elevator in there.
Shut up, Chris.
You'd be like the Romneys.
What is he, Batman?
All right, we're done. Let's go to...
I decided to like the Batcave.
Bruce Wayne.
I gotta go
get
my car.
Batman pajamas everywhere.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.